It's a still life watercolor of a now late afternoon. As the sun shines through the curtain lace and shadows wash the room, and we sit and drink our coffee, couched in our indifference like shells upon the shore. You can hear the ocean roar in the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs, the borders of our lives. And you read your Emily Dickinson and I my Robert Frost, and we note our place with bookmarkers that measure what we've lost. Like a poem poorly written, we are verses out of rhythm, couplets out of rhyme, in syncopated time. And the dangling conversation and the superficial sighs are the borders of our lives.
Yes, we speak of things that matter.
Good morning. You're tuned into Coast Community Radio. KMUN Astoria at 91.9 and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5. Streaming on the World Wide Web, coastradio.org. My name's Albert, and I generally host a folk program right after this, or something similar. But I wanted to get on a conversation about music. So I brought Lisa Smith in with me.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Nice to be here, everybody.
I want to get Lisa involved in the conversation show, and this is a casual way of doing it. So my question is, what holds music up? How does it hold up? It's a difficult thing to define.
And what moves you about music? Why do you listen? How does it change your life? How does it make you feel? Better, worse? When do you turn to it? We're interested in talking to you about it. We're interested in having a conversation, and the number to call is 503-325-0010. 503-325-0010 if you want to chat about your musical interests, your loves, the people you love who make music, the bands, the memories, etc.
Yes, all of those things. One and all. Melody, lyrics, what draws you in, what brings you in, and what keeps you there. I think that's the relevant thing. I mean, I've been here at the station for a long, long time. Get quite a few calls over shows, and no one's ever really been able to explain it to me.
Well, what do you think? I think, for me, I'm moved by the poetry of... Oh, we've got a caller. I'm moved by the poetry of the music, that especially that you play, but that really moves me.
Well, for me, lyrics are what it's about, but melody as well. I'm a big fan of Leonard Cohen, as anyone who listens to my shows knows, and he's a wonderful poet, but he was able to change melodies in many, many pieces that just inform in a different way. It's a very, very intricate way of getting into your being.
Looks like we've got a couple of callers, do we, Dylan?
Yes, we do. Hello, this is Coast Community Radio. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Robert in Ocean Park.
Hi, Robert.
Hi. My wife and I provide a free program for residents of an assisted living facility in Ocean Park, and it's called Music and Memory, Music and Stories. And we've done it about 40 times, and what we do is we pick a different theme for each week, and we come over to the facility and we play music, different kinds of music each week, and that stimulates stories. And it's amazing how these elderly men and women recall their past and how those stories they share improve their quality of life.
I bet that's true.
You mean they were just related through music that at those time periods?
Yeah, we'll play music from the swing period and... the 50s and 60s, and they remember the songs, and the songs stimulate memories of other experiences in their lives. It's wonderful.
Hmm. It's music therapy.
Yeah.
Other music therapy we provide is programmed iPods with favorite music for people afflicted with dementia. And what we've done is we put together different kinds of programs with free headphones and deliver those to people who have severe memory losses. And it's amazing what music can do. It improves their quality of life and stimulates memories of things past.
What a fabulous service that is, Robert, truly. Thank your wife for me, and thanks to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We might have another caller on the line. Do we?
No, not quite yet, but the phone number is 503-325-0010. For the next caller that may want to call in.
Thank you.
You know, I have a friend who plays music for people in retirement centers and stuff, and he's getting close to this, but he plays in the Bay Area, and he says the same thing, that these people, it'll kind of be like they'll walk in with their instruments, everyone's sitting in a kind of a semicircle, and then they come to life.
Yeah.
It's almost like waking up frogs in a pond or something.
Right. sleepy frogs.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're talking about music and what it means to us and how it moves us, why it moves us. So give us a call.
503-325-0010 is the number to call, and we'd be glad to talk about it. So, Lisa, you were at Woodstock 50 years ago.
Yes, I was only 2 years old.
Yeah. Right.
I was born there. I was that baby that what's-his-name was talking about, John Sebastian.
In the field.
No, I was 50, I was just about 15 years old, and I had a wonderful time. Who wouldn't, right? It was 3 days of peace and music and rain and fun. And I'll never forget it, although they say if you were there, you don't remember any of it. You don't remember it if you were really there. But I was there, and I remember a lot of it.
Most of the people that I know, they'll say, well, I can remember just a little bit of the first day. It seems to be a standard theme with those multi-day concerts, though.
Well, I do remember the last day when Jimi Hendrix played. That was really something, because he was a child of Seattle, as you know.
Yeah.
He was really amazing. But at any rate, I've talked about this on the air before, and I don't want to bore anyone. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but I am 50 years older today than I was then. Yikes.
Yeah.
It's hard to imagine.
I am, too.
But I went there because I loved Bob Dylan so much, and I wanted to listen to Bob Dylan, and he didn't show up. The band was there, but he didn't show up, and really made me sad, because he lived up that way, and, you know. I never really did see him until I saw him at the Puyallup Country Fair 1 year, of all places.
Hmm. I saw Hendrix at P Street Beach in Washington, D.C. several times. His band used to play in the trees, and the anthem was a standard song. This was before Woodstock. So that dates me.
That does.
But we want to hear from you. Give us a call, 503-325-0010. And let us know your feelings about music and
calling.
How it works through you.
Let's see who it is.
That's the number.
We do have to wait for our front desk person to transfer them in.
Oh, I see.
So just a few more moments, but I know you're dying with anticipation here.
I am. I'm dying with anticipation, indeed. You know who I love? Some of the new musicians, the younger musicians, too. Especially those who are around these parts.
Yeah, there's some good musicians.
Now, if I can interrupt you.
Yes.
Just once more, we do have a caller. Hello, this is Coast Community Radio. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to make a comment. I love all kinds of music, and usually the first thing that attracts me is the beat. And one time I was at work, and another friend, I told her, because I'm older, but I love Metallica. Mm-hmm. And she, I said, here, I want you to hear this. And I just love it. And she goes, she does tuning forks. And she said, do you know why you love that? And I said, no. And she said, because that beat is breaking up the energy and relaxes you.
Huh. That's interesting.
And I thought that was amazing to get that perspective.
What was the woman's, where did she come up with this theory?
From tuning forks. She did therapy. She did healing.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
I
it's
see.
Sort of like those bowls that you get.
Yeah, and so
the
she was
bowls.
Telling me, from her perspective, she was looking at the beat like a tuning fork and how that breaks up so that the healing, and she said, actually, that's what was going on with me. The Metallica beat energy was breaking it up so it would relax me.
That's so cool.
Now, you said you're older, but you like Metallica.
Oh, yeah, I love all kinds of music. I love Guns N' Roses and country music and swing and everything. I just love it. Rap is a little hard for me. I'm not into that as much because it's like I said, but I do like the scratch, you know, where the beat of rap. I love that. I'm not into the lyrics.
So is the scratch what catches you?
Yes.
You're caught by that, and then it just draws you in.
Yes. I love it. In fact, I bought some DVDs of just scratch. Because I love that sound, and that's how, that was before rap.
Yeah.
And I would love to go to one of those concerts. I think that would be amazing.
Go for it. What the hell's the holdup?
Well, I don't know if they're in this area. They're pretty much on in LA and stuff like that. It's a specialty.
Maybe Albert will play some on the air someday.
Yeah, I'll get you some.
Thanks for the call.
Favorite. Okay,
it's really really terrific. Let's listen to. You want to listen to something new?
Sure.
Let's listen to the Blind Pilot on. From there, Like Lions. What do you say? There are local guys.
One, two, three. There are those among us willing to give back on anything. Hollow hope of what is coming, a lifetime dangled by a string. But this ocean dives so deep, and this river runs so wide, I won't be counted one among them until my soul is satisfied. Brick and brick of buried hunger, keeping all desire dark. And then we are like lies, we are tearing it apart. There are those among us lying, saying nothing is for free. And then we are like lies, and we will not leave until we eat. Playing kings and playing peasants, do we get what we are owed? An eagle comes and talks of failure, a rabbit offers up its throat. Will they buy in our breathing, a river strangled by a dam, less than 1% are taken. So tell me, who dries up this land? Is it worse to see no future? Is it worse to be afraid? Then we are like lions pumping fire.
Blind Pilot, Israel Nebeker lead singing. Excellent local band. We love them.
Yes, we do. So Dylan is running the board this morning.
Dylan, our favorite millennial.
Yeah.
And it's an honor too, by the way. I appreciate you guys asking me to do this.
An honor.
Thanks for being here.
Well, we appreciate having you. And you're relatively new to the station, but I like what you're doing here, Dylan.
Well, good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And give us some feedback on what a millennial feels about music. What draws you in on music?
I don't know. I might have a little bit of a biased perspective, considering working at a radio station and hosting and emceeing open mics and that type of thing. Music has really been a pervading element throughout my entire life. I'd say that on an individual case-by-case basis, though, the things that always hook me in are the lyrics. And I remember my grandfather telling me one time, it took him years and years to develop a taste for lyrics and not to just listen to the music, but to listen to what, you know, the meaning of it is.
I know your grandpa, don't I? Yeah.
John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wonderful.
Yeah.
God rest his soul, of course.
Yeah.
But that's what grabs me first is the lyrics. And that's really the make it or break it thing. Because if they have like really cheesy lyrics or bad lyrics, then it's like total turn off to me. I can't do it.
Hmm.
So that's really the first element.
So wait, teeny weeny, itsy bitsy, teeny weeny, yellow polka dot bikini doesn't grab you, right?
No, not particularly. Well, I'm really drawn to just sad, depressing, down in the depths type of music.
Down in the depths.
Yeah, down in the dirt. Depth.
Hey, this is a conversation with all of us here in the studio, but also you who are listening. So why don't you give us a call, 503-325-0010, 503-325-0010, and weigh in. Tell us what you listen to, why you listen to it, what it does for your life.
Yeah, who you listen to is important to me, too, in terms of it's stimulating your life in some way. It doesn't have to be a positive way. It could be a negative way or what have you. But we want to know what music does for you and how it does hold up over time. Give us a call, 503-325-0010.
So, Dylan, who do you listen to?
Listen to Alice in Chains.
Do you?
That's my all-time favorite.
Maybe we should play some of that. Mm-hmm.
You could if you brought it up, you want to. We do have a caller here shortly. But yeah, I listen to a lot of the 90s grunge scene. I listen to a lot of electronic music, which doesn't have any lyrics, coincidentally enough. So that is on the complete opposite end. It's a pure
music
acoustic experience. Sound experience for that. And we've got tons of callers lined up.
Wow.
So we've got three on the line right now.
Excellent.
Let's see if we can't get one of these on here. Hello, this is Coast Community Radio. You're on the air.
Okay. I'm glad to be on the air because these are two of my favorite programmers, and
we're so delighted.
Play totally different music. So I listen to Lisa for classical music, and I noticed that hasn't been mentioned particularly, but I think it's extremely important. I'm delighted, thrilled that Telecom Foundation, Coast Community Radio, has classical music most of the day. On the other hand, folk music is my thing, and I am so indebted, so grateful to the many musicians over the ages who have used folk music for what many people think it's about, which is to speak for the people. And that goes way, way back. I've got music from civil rights, which isn't that far back. But it has music from various peoples in various lands singing about freedom and liberty. And you can come all the way up through the ages. And KMUN, KTCB does that because everybody plays different music. Till today, we just heard Blind Pilot. We also have Jim Page just put out a brand new album. People who are speaking so that some of this music can be, it's kind of like a pressure cooker. It lets people listen who might not be able to hear it just in a lecture or listen to the news or lack of news. And so when you hear fantastic musicians speaking about issues, the environment, immigration, poverty, togetherness, community, it makes it, it's an inroad for all ages. And last thing I want to mention is that years ago, our local musician and used to be KMUN programmer, Jennifer Goodenberger, put out an album that is the one thing that is guaranteed to put me to sleep, and that's intentional. Mm-hmm. She created it for that very reason, mm-hmm. and she had actually studied, similar to a couple of callers have mentioned, she studied what works in the breathing, and she put it together for hospice, and it really works. And so I'm grateful for that as well.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Anyone who listens to the radio knows that this is Carol, who does it the 3 o'clock tonight. Today, she'll be having her show, Arts, Light, and Local.
And
thank
a
you,
lot
Carol.
Of musicians all the time. We are
always
blessed in our community and beyond.
Thanks it's an embarrassment
to
of riches.
Lisa, Albert, thank you for your music.
Thank
bye-bye
you so much. Bye-bye.
Is that the deal? Is that it for calls at the moment?
No, we just have to wait for...
No.
It takes a little bit of time for them to get transferred in.
I'm in a rush here this morning.
I can tell. You're eager.
It's nice to be hearing from people, so thank you for calling 503-325-0010.
Yeah, thank you so much for the calls, and I think we do have another caller on. You're listening to Coast Community Radio, and you're on the air right now.
Hi. I was glad Carol mentioned Jennifer Guttenberger. I remember attending a workshop she did on music and energy, and her talking about if people are agitated, you need to get the beat at that level and then bring it down. And so with my grandkids, when I would sing to them to sleep, I would start at a faster pace and then bring the lullaby, excuse me, very slow, and it would put them right out to sleep. But also, for me, if I want to relax, if I have music that's too fast a beat, it agitates me. And then when I want to dance or I'm out, I enjoy that fast beat. The last thing I wanted to comment on the Liberty Theater, I was listening to a music apprentice singing around town, but it totally changed when I heard her sing at the Liberty. There's something about the acoustics there is amazing.
Who did you hear sing there?
Astoria Music Festival apprentice Casey.
Uh-huh.
All the apprentices were singing. I had heard them singing in different venues.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear them sing at the Liberty with its acoustics changed it a whole notch up.
We're awfully lucky to have the Liberty, aren't we? Very lucky.
Yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Thank you for your call. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sorry to cut you the very last goodbye there. That reminds me when I was taking a jazz course in high school that people used to only hear their... This is back several hundred years ago when classical music was booming. People used to only hear their favorite song once or twice in their entire lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the live music experience. I think we have another caller on the air. Hi, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Just fine.
Okay. I was a programmer down there several years ago, and I did Stuck in the 60s.
Ah.
And I actually loved it. And I also did, I did Monday morning folk, Tuesday morning folk, Thursday morning folk, and blues.
Blues in the Daylight? Blues in the Daylight?
I did John Stevenson's Blue Monday a couple of times. I did
What's your name,
show
anyway? What's your name?
A couple of times.
We must know who you are.
Jim Roberts, yeah. It was just wonderfully fun. I must say I don't much care for the jazz 4 nights a week. I think they could intersperse a little bit more rock music in there. And Sunday mornings, I just can't do the opera. So there's a station in Eugene that runs on 91.9. KRVM, and so that gets my Sunday morning listening in.
What does music mean to you, though?
Pardon?
What does music mean to you?
It just means so much. It just wakes me up. You know, I'm 76 years old, and all of a sudden, I'm a young man again, at least in my head. Which is kind of where you live nowadays, huh, Albert?
Ain't it the truth?
Yeah. And Dylan, being a young person coming into this world of radio, and he's doing such a fan. It's been a pleasure listening to him develop over the several months that he's been
Hasn't
on the
it
air.
Hasn't it been? We're very proud of him.
Yeah,
I would be. Yeah, I think it's just awesome that the young people are coming on board with radio, because I would hate to think that TV's taken over the world. It's just so disgusting all the time, or most of the time, you know. So.
Well, it's got its fine points also.
Yeah, that's pretty much my comment. I just love music. I live for music. I don't have a TV in the house. I haven't had for over 30 years.
Wow.
It's music.
Thanks
music
so much for the call.
It expresses everything.
And thanks for all that you've done for the radio station over the years.
It was fun. If I lived closer, I'd still be doing it, you know. But it was really, really fun.
Thanks again.
You You bet.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks.
So, that was Jim's point of view, and if you've got a point of view or something to say, we'd love to hear from you. 503-325-0010 is the number to call, and you could detail us. Give us the details of how music affects your life.
What I was hoping we could listen to Alice in Chains, something that Dylan likes.
Oh.
See anything there you
Gosh,
like?
Gosh, you're putting me on the spot here.
This is some...
Yeah, this is some live radio impromptu... You know, I think that's interesting what the caller had to say about not having a TV in his house for 30 years.
Yeah. I would die without a TV.
There's a lot of households around here that don't have TVs around. You
know. But I love TV because you get to HBO, you get Netflix, you get all this fine stuff that you wouldn't get otherwise.
It's a useful tool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch a lot, but I watch some. Well, I've been reading again.
Do you watch the commercials?
No. There are no. I don't watch network television, so no commercials for me.
But on the subject of music, you got to admit, though, radio is such a better medium for that.
Radio is fabulous. Yes, it's fabulous. That's why we're all here.
I think so. And you can see how VH1 and MTV have sort of degenerated as the time has gone on and become less and less about music and more about entertainment in other forms.
Mm-hmm. MTV still on?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, there's MTV and MTV2.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole big, and they're all owned by Viacom. It's a big, complicated, but, you know, rock and roll lost its soul after MTV.
Oh, we've got a call.
I love it.
Coming in anyway. So, right. Yes, we've only got about 5 minutes left before we go into the news, right?
We do.
And so give us a call if you've got a comment about the about music and what it means to you. It's 503-325-0010.
And we're just waiting for that call to be transferred in any moment now from our lovely front desk staff.
Well, Gabe is out there with his thumb. I'm sure he can hit that button and give us this call.
And I think we got the call. Hello, you are on the air.
Hi, this is Jan. And I just wanted to add that I think music helps people process their emotions and their memories. And... sort of go back in their lives as well. And I think a lot of men particularly, I will say this, who don't talk about their feelings, they, in fact, music allows them to feel and to process things that they don't talk about.
Hmm. Albert, you feel that way?
No, I'm willing to talk.
He's not one of those men.
Well, I don't doubt that there are men, but I think that women are in the same boat. To leave it in terms of being able to verbalize about what's going on in your life. But music does enable you to express, and it expresses for you, and
it does.
It also draws it out of you.
When my mom was dying, I played a lot of cello for her because it was very soothing and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was in hospice, and we spent a lot of time listening to cello, Yo-Yo Ma, and others. And it really made a difference. She would become calmer and happier.
Well, it used a lot through hospice people. I know that much.
Yeah. Thank you, Jan, for the call.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I think we're running out of time, are we?
We're running out of time.
We are. We're going to listen to something sad from Alice in Chains?
We'll listen to something sad, but I think we got one more caller.
One more caller. Calling. Excellent. Okay, cool.
I do like that idea, though, about music unlocking some sort of feeling that you may not have even realized you had felt beforehand.
It's very evocative.
It is. We got one more caller on the air. Hopefully they're evocative as well. Hello, this is KMUN. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I want to talk about, like, Scottish bagpipes.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Well, I don't know. There's something that almost resonates with, like, my DNA that makes me feel like I got to get up and march off to war or something. I don't know how that would affect you.
Well, I was in New York City after 9/11, and the bagpipers were out in full force. And, man, it was so moving. You know, the funerals were coming left and right, and the bagpipers were everywhere. It was really something.
My preference is Llewellyn pipes. I like Llewellyn pipes. They're a little softer than the Scottish bagpipes. You hear a lot of Llewellyn pipes in Van Morrison's early music and Dougie McLean's as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just got to wonder, like, you know, bagpipes were more common amongst people and played a lot. So I almost wonder if there's a memory in our DNA that would, you know, make you feel that way also.
I think it's the sound, personally. I think it's the way the cello sounds like the human voice. The bagpipes sort of sound like a voice that one would that goes to one's soul.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call. Oh,
and we're glad it gets to you.
Yeah, I love jazz. I love your radio show. And thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for you. Thanks for listening.
And thanks for the passion about bagpipes.
Yeah, right.
There's not nearly as many advocates for bagpipes as there should be.
It's true. Nice point there, Dylan.
I play drums, so I don't know. All right, take care.
Thanks, hey, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, I want to thank Dylan and my friend Lisa for coming in this morning and helping us out.
Thanks,
Albert. Here, and thanks for all the participants who give us a call.
Yeah.
It's been a fun morning. So,
thank you. I'm honored that you would have me engineer and have me speak on your show.
Oh, cut it out. So we're going to listen to Alice in Chains in honor of our young engineer.
Yep, a little bit of Alice in Chains going into NPR Headline News. This has been The Conversation. You can get it a podcast at coastradio.org. Thank you, guys.
Take care, people.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lori London.